A new program in Camden County is giving inmates a chance to give back. A few nonviolent offenders in the Camden County Jail are training rescue dogs to be companion animals for wounded combat veterans. The inmates are living with the dogs inside the jailhouse walls, teaching them to sit, stay, and heal, and spending plenty of time playing. We took a trip inside the Camden County Jail to hear from the inmates themselves.
All right, fellas, we're going to line up down over here. Let's go. Sit.
Good boy. Down. Come on. You want to get it?
Yeah, she didn't want to sit or anything when she first came. It was like, you were like, oh, come on, sit. And now she's got it. Now she's calmed down a little bit. She got used to you guys real quick. Right, bro? They all have their days. Every day is different. It's hard to judge what it's going to be like. I know it's great for us every day, though. I mean, it is great waking up with a puppy every day, you know? To be able to spend time with a dog, it kind of takes you out of here for a little while, so. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you're not happy because of where you're at, and then all of a sudden the dog's like, brings out the toy, and you're like, hey, all right. Okay, I guess we're going to play today. So, right? Good girl.
Puppies are really unique and they're smart. And I never really realized that because I never had a puppy before, but they're just like humans. They have feelings, they have emotions, you know, and someday they don't want to be bothered. Just like us, just like humans. And it's really great watching them grow, you know, from puppies to dogs. When we in these type of situations, we'd be depressed. So these puppies really helped us in, you know, that situation, you know, as far as being depressed. Because when you wake up in the morning and you see the puppy staring at you and wanting to get petted or have to go to the bathroom or whatever, that's, you know, that brings joy to me. None of this is going in vain. None of it. So, you know, Lord willing, when I get out of here, I can learn more, you know, get more vocational training and maybe one day, you know, train puppies for a living. You never know.
Juno, he's just like one of your own kids, man. He's just playful and lovable, you know what I mean? It's hard to get mad at him. They're one of the family. At the end of the day, they're part of my family now, I know that. That's one of the greatest rewards for the vets because they've helped us, you know what I'm saying, in ways that we don't even know. Where would the country be without the vets that came, you know what I'm saying, before, so.
Down. Sorry. Down. Send him in. Do me a favor. Don't make me look bad. Stay, all right? Stay, okay? Stay.
How long have you been here?
Probably about 90 days. Almost 90 days, yeah. Yeah. I've been to rehabs and dog giving programs. My best rehab has been with these dogs. Ain't that crazy? I notice it now and I'm a lot calmer. Not fast to judge. See, don't judge. They've showed us love sometimes when nobody else will. They're unconditional, you know? There's no price tag to their love. So, you know, they forgive us, even when society may not.
That was Scott Ryan and Roe, Darren Hardison and Duchess, Richard King and Juno, and Duncan Davis and Cinnamon. The men are part of a new program in Camden County that lets inmates train rescue dogs that are adopted by combat veterans. That story was produced by WHYY's Joe Hernandez.